Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Pints in a field. St. Anne's Park. 6th of June. Pints in a field. 6th of June. St. Anne's Park. Yeah, I don't think I'll be one of the guests. I was thinking of 4th editions of things. Which one is my favourite? Rocky 1. Oh, that's the best film. No, it's all about Rocky 4. The best one yet, Johnny B. What do we reckon?
Pints in the Field 4 is going to be the best yet, lads. And I know you're thinking, how are we going to top last year? We had the Limerick City Pipe Band, the Tim O'Hoa Men's Choir. Father David opened the whole thing with a blessing. We had a local county councillor doing the MC. We had the Venga Boys running the middle of it and Bass Hunter and the whole lot. But lads, Pints in the Field is going to be the best. Which Rocky is Rocky 4? Is that Drago?
Yes, where he fights Drago in Russia and turns the crowd. I unbelievable.
Apollo Creed dies at start and all that. Not to be spoiler alert, like, but absolute heartbreak.
Heartbreak, which turns into ultimate glory and a friend avenged.
100%. Rocky Balboa ends the Cold War with his left hook. Near a bit of guard up in the whole film. They just stand there toe-to-toe, flogging the head off each other. Two boys near a square going at it. He ends the Cold War. It's great, isn't it?
You mentioned a mighty lineup for Pints in a Field 3, but it's looking pretty sweet for Pints in a Field 4 as well. You've got Declan Nerney, the Tumbling Paddies, a live tractor area, Cascada. So the power of the two Johnnies to bring that sort of a lineup to St. Anne's Park in Dublin is very impressive. But I think the more impressive sign of how powerful the two Johnnies have become is the fact that in the last week, ye got Pat Kenny listening to Cascada.
Cascada, she's one of the Eurodance phenomenons, isn't she?
I know. Pat Kenny, lads, we went on to do an interview with him. He's such a pro. And the way he says it then, like, I actually listened to some Cascada and Evacuate the Dance Floor, I believe, was a track of hers. How has Pat Kenny never heard Cascada, to be honest? I suppose he doesn't be down in, like, nightclubbing in Athlone or Galway, whatever. But, yeah, that was a surreal experience. And in the comment section, I had a brief look. It was pretty horrendous. You got to turn back and get out of there. But Pat Kenny was an absolute gent, lads. Yeah, he had us on. Lovely fella.
The thing is as well, he is not committing to it just yet, but there's a chance that you might lure him to St. Anne's Park to see what Pints in a Field is all about.
Like a lot of the people we asked, the same, when we asked Craig David, will he come to Pints in a Field? His manager said, what? Who? You know, they're not quite sure what it is. Our manager's going, well, it's a podcast, but it's a festival and it's called Pints in the Field. I swear we're not taking the mick out of you. So it's a bit of a sell when we're trying to get these artists. But yeah, you never know. Anything could happen, lads. Last year we were pulling people up out of the crowd on stage, live jiving with members of the crowd. And then the Tumbling Paddies arrived on. They weren't even on the poster. They just burst out. And we had Mark McCabe. He wasn't on the poster. He came out and did a tune. I would say, lads, anything is possible.
I feel that people are waking up to how thirsty some people of the country are for the Tumbling Paddies.
Oh, lads, we had a woman write into us on the podcast. When the Tumbling Paddies came on stage, she literally wet herself. It's not a figure of speech. She literally wet herself. And this year, I was talking to Gareth and the lads in the Tumbling Paddies, and we've organised a meet and greet, but they insist she wears a nappy. So we're going to make that happen because you know yourselves, lads, you're tuned into it. Like, there's a whole scene in Ireland of what's going on that maybe you don't see it on the television or national radio, like, you know. But the fellas like the Tumbling Paddies and Declan Nerney and the crack that's going on around the country is huge. And I think it's probably a bit underrepresented. So that's what we're trying to bring to this big one-day festival in Pints in a Field.
Well, you tell me another act, an Irish act or an international act that has been able to gig consistently five nights a week since the start of 2022 right up to today and still has that appeal.
It's amazing. Actually, we have a connection as well. Recently, we had a lad we do the parish quiz on our Patreon podcast. And the couple, this woman kept ringing your show requesting Marty Moan.
She was
from from Stradbally. And then eventually you played Marty Moan. And Marty Moan got in contact with her because he was so grateful. And she collared Marty Moan into playing at their wedding. So ye made that happen, lads.
That is Ava, and she was joined by a fella from Letterkenny, and the two of them became best of friends without ever having met, bonded over a love for Marty Mullen. Those weren't the two that got married, by the way, just to clear that up. But it is amazing what other subculture is out there that you mightn't see represented in the RT Guide or the entertainment and culture pieces in the Irish Times.
100%, lads. And what could be more romantic than walking down the aisle to hit the diff?
That is the dream, because any time there's an opportunity for a jive to break out, you have to just go with it and enjoy it. Now, I know GA is obviously God for you. That's top tier. But let's be honest, we're all jumping on a soccer bandwagon this week, given what's happened. I'm wondering if things go our way with the playoffs, how do you feel about yet another TV show, this time following the boys in green to the World Cup?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a dream of ours, because Smacks loved, I remember years ago, lads, if you remember, Hector did a show called Following the Lines, where he followed the lines around Australia. And myself and Johnny had always said we'd love to follow an Irish team. And this year, if they, we'd be hoping to get to America. And lads, if we get out there, the crack will be ridiculous. I don't know if there'll be any filming done, but it'll be unbelievable. Yeah, so we're hoping Ireland gets to the World Cup. And part two, part three, who knows what way it's going to go. If we have to go away to Slovakia, hey lads, we'll all go away to Slovakia. No bother.
Absolutely. Not to get carried away with ourselves, but I think we should be allowed
to. 100% go on.
Okay, yeah. Excellent. Right. We get to the World Cup, all those host cities. Could you see lifting the Two Johnnies podcast, Kit and Caboodle, and setting up camp in America for a couple of months?
Oh, a couple of months now, lads. I think we'd be dead by the end of it. But we have set up abroad. Yeah, we went to the launch of the GAA Championship this year, the first game of the season, New York versus Galway in New York. And we went over, brought the whole crew, and we filmed there. And like, it's amazing to meet that Irish-American culture, those people. There's so many people from Ireland who are living over there, and they're keeping the game going. They've got unbelievable underage teams. They came back to Ireland, and they got to the national final. So, lads, if you want us, America... give us a ring, we'll be over.
Come on, you boys in green. Come on, you boys in green.
No bother, lads.
You could be hitting Tip FM up with another rap, heading down with your CD this time for the boys in green.
That's right, lads. Yeah, you've your homework done. That's how I first got on the radio. I wrote a song for the Tipperary Hurlers back in 2010, would you believe it? And just went into Tip FM with the CD in my hand. And they gave it a play. I don't know who they thought who this lunatic was. At the time, I had long hair and I was an apprentice. But sure, they played it anyway. And the rest is history. There you go. Johnny Smacks heard it. And then when he moved to Care, we started hanging around together. So only for that day, if local radio, if they hadn't played the tune, we might not be here, lads. And there'd be no Declan Nerney in Cascada driving out the back of St. Anne's Park.
Wow. Jeez, when you put it like that.
Oh, sliding doors, man. Butterfly effect. Yeah.
So, of course, it is the 6th of June next year, St. Anne's Park, and tickets on sale now. But before that, to remind people, by the way, you do have a country Christmas coming to Three Arena on the 13th of December as well. So the hectic schedule continues, Johnny B.
Yeah, thanks, lads. The live podcast comedy show, also with a full band and special guests in the Three Arena this Christmas. And the TV show is also back on as well now, the Two Johnnies Late Night Lock-In, 9:30 RT2 on Thursday nights. And we've been lucky. We've had some amazing guests and comedians. Andrew Ryan, brilliant up-and-coming Irish comedian. Everyone should check him out. Joanne McNally's on. Neil Delamere's on. Chris Kent is on. Loads of great comedians. And it's just an excuse to get lunatics from around the country on the telly. We do the parish quiz and we go around the bar asking people what their talent is. And I think we've made something of real value this time. I think it's great. And I think it's people are going to look back and say, that was good Irish crack. I'm glad we watched that.
Because, as we know, and we've lamented before about Irish comedy on TV, there is so, so little of it.
It's hard, lads. And even now, if someone said, like, do you want to go on, you know, The Late Late Show and do stand-up comedy? It can be kind of a tough room. So at least when we're filming The Lock-In, it's actually in a pub. Filmed in Screen, in Swan's Bar, in Screen, in County Meath. And the crowd, you know, a lot of the crowd have had one or two drinks. They're a little bit loose. They're well warmed up. And they're close to you. So if you're Neil Delamere and you're on stage doing comedy, the audience are literally 4 or 5 feet away from you. And they're standing with their mates. So you're more likely to get a couple of laughs. And it's a much more warmer, forgiving room. It's a little bit rowdy, you know. So we try and make the room as conducive to stand-up comedy as possible. And I think every comedian who's come on has been surprised, saying, geez, I was nervous about doing comedy on telly because, you know, it's notoriously hard and you burn your material. If you say it on telly, you probably can never use that at a gig again. But it's worked really well, thank God. So, yeah, we're delighted to give Irish comedians a slot on telly to show their stuff because there's so much good Irish comedy out there.
Johnny B, we wish you well. The Rocky IV, Rocky Balboa ends the Cold War. Johnny B and Johnny Smacks, I don't know what you're ending or beginning, but I feel this is a pivotal moment once again in the Two Johnnies timeline, the Two Johnnies universe. Tickets are on sale now and we look forward to the summer.
Yeah, I enjoyed your videos about us at Electric Picnic as well, Dave.
Hey! Dave and Fanula.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.